This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has proposed a comprehensive global development compact on behalf of India. He said the foundation of this compact will be based on India's development journey and experience of development partnership. The Prime Minister said this in his closing remarks of the third Voice of the Global South virtual summit today. He said today's discussion paved the way to move forward together and expressed confidence that the discussion will boost the efforts to achieve goals set up by Global South nations. Earlier in his opening remarks, the Prime Minister called on the nations of the Global South to stand united in one voice to become each other's strength. He expressed concern about the current global atmosphere of uncertainty and challenges. Speaking at the first Foreign Minister's session of the Global South Summit, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar urged member countries to work together as a family to facilitate the flow of low-cost financing and critical technologies. Iraq has expressed its sincere appreciation to the Indian government for hosting the third Voice of Global South Summit. Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs Fuad Hussein today participated virtually in the meeting. He stressed that Iraq remains an integral part of the Global South and has a firm commitment to a shared vision for a sustainable and prosperous future for all. The Bharatiya Janata Party's National Office Bearers meeting is underway in New Delhi. Party President J.P. Nadda is chairing the meeting, which is expected to discuss the party's membership drive and organizational elections, as well as preparedness for the upcoming assembly polls. Along with the party's National Office Bearers, state in-charges, co-in-charges, state BJP presidents and state BJP organization general secretaries, among others, are attending the meeting. This is the first large meeting of BJP office bearers after the Lok Sabha elections. Doctors, medical professionals and students are staging a 24-hour protest across the country on the call of the Indian Medical Association, IMA, in protest against the Kolkata rape and murder case. Non-emergency and OPD services remain suspended since 6 a.m. this morning and suspension will continue till tomorrow. However, all essential services are being maintained. In Delhi, doctors from Ram Manohar Lohia and Lady Harding Medical College hospitals are staging protests. Faculty members of AIIMS Delhi have also joined the strike. In Bihar, medical services in government hospitals as well as private hospitals are affected. Meanwhile, the Union Health Ministry has urged protesting doctors to resume their duties in the larger public interest and assured them of all possible efforts to ensure their safety. The ministry said a committee will be formed to suggest measures for ensuring the safety of healthcare professionals. It said the representatives of all stakeholders, including the state governments, will be invited to share their suggestions with the panel. The ministry said 26 states have already passed legislation for protection of healthcare workers in their respective states. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said not only the healthcare fraternity but the entire nation is concerned about the rape and murder of the doctor in Kolkata. Speaking to the media in Bhubaneswar today, he said there has been ongoing concern about safety and security following this incident and that it is not a matter affecting medical staff alone. Mr. Rijiju also said there is anger over the West Bengal incident and the Union Health Ministry has taken appropriate steps in response. The Union Health Ministry has said there is no reported case of monkeypox in the country till date. Health Minister J.P. Nadda reviewed the monkeypox situation and preparedness in New Delhi today in view of the WHO declaring it a public health emergency of international concern a few days ago. It was decided that precautionary measures be put in place to prevent and control the spread of the disease. The measures include sensitizing health units at all airports, seaports and ground crossings, readying the testing laboratory, and gearing up health facilities for detecting, isolating and managing any cases. During the meeting, it was noted that monkeypox infections are usually self-limiting, lasting between 2 to 4 weeks, and patients generally recover with supportive management. The ministry added that transmission requires prolonged close contact with an infected case. Tokyo Paralympics gold medalist Sumit Antil and short put star Bhagyashree Jadhav will be flag bearers of the Indian contingent at the opening ceremony of the Paris Paralympics. And with that, we end this news bulletin.